106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Remember this song? This is You're Beautiful by James Blunt. I think he falsely starts the song. Remember this part of the song?
Oh.
It's like, did you not mean to go there? Or? Anyway. So James Blunt, we've all kind of forgotten about him. But you know what? He didn't forget about us.
Thank God.
James Blunt has a new album coming out soon.
Okay.
First of all, I applaud the effort. Good for him for not giving up.
Did he ever do anything other than that song?
No.
Okay.
He had a song called High, and it didn't really do much.
Okay.
I'm sure that he has fans, though. Well, the new album, he's putting a challenge out there. And the album is called Back to Bedlam. First of all, we're talking about it. So right away, he's on the right track.
Right?
Yeah. And the challenge that he threw out there is, if his new album goes to number one, he's going to do something crazy and fun.
Okay.
He is going to legally change his name from James Blunt to Blunty McBluntface.
Okay. No, I don't think we clap for that. I don't think this is something we clap for.
I'll clap for it.
This makes me sad.
Why does this make you sad?
Because he knows he can't just rely on his own talent or skill. He has to literally come up with a gimmick. This is Burger King behavior.
What is Burger King behavior?
Okay, Burger King behavior is like, if we sell X number of Whoppers, then we're going to have a Whopper Palooza. And the only way you can have it is if we sell 1 million Whoppers.
Yeah. But do they sell 1 million Whoppers?
Well, generally.
Okay,
and
well then.
They get like National Burger King Day.
If you're just joining us, pop singer James Blunt, who sang this song, He said if his new album goes to number one, he will change his name from James Blunt to Blunty McBluntface. I am willing to stream the ever-loving hell out of his new album to make this a success. You know why? Because listen to this. With a smile on her face. This is not a Blunty McBluntface. And this is his jam. This is his vibe. He's soulful and sweet and sad.
Is there something? Is Blunty McBluntface something and we don't understand it?
It's the whole thing where I think it started with, I forget, there was a big viral news story where there was a big new ship in somebody's navy.
No, I remember this, and they named it Bodie McBoatface.
Right, because
was 6 years ago.
I think it was even longer than that, but it spawned this something McSumpface. Okay,
because people were getting to name the boat. I would have named it Tom Cruise. That's just me.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Right,
that's a good one. But regardless. Listen, who cares how we got here? We're here, and we have a chance. Ladies and gentlemen, people of Earth, we have a chance to rename a human being Blunty McBluntface. His name, hi, Blunty. He has to go by that.
So will he go by it?
He has to. That's the rule.
Okay.
That's got to be the rule.
Okay.
His passport has to say Blunty McBluntface.
So not only is it a legal change,
mm-hmm.
moving forward, he will even professionally be referred to as like Blunty McBluntface playing at Thunder Valley, opening up for Jason Mraz.
Right.
Okay.
Somebody texted in to 916-909-1065. James Blunt songs Monsters makes me cry every time. Right! He writes sad, melancholy songs. And now imagine that you're at a concert crying because somebody's pouring their heart out and they're named Blunty McBluntface. Please welcome to the stage, Blunty McBluntface.
Right.
Man, that Blunty McBlunt face really hits me right in the feels, and I cry every time.
Opening for Colby Clay.
Yeah, oh,
Blunty McBlunt face.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to Sarah and John's wedding. Their first song is I Love You Forever by Blunty McBlunt face. I am so on board with this, and please text in your pledge right now to 916-909-1065. Pledge right now that you will help James Blunt reach number one status with his new album so that we all get to name him Blunty McBluntface.